Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by Father Philip Eldracker. Thank you very much for joining us today, Father.
Happy to be back for our next discussion in This is Catholicism.
Right. So we have been discussing baptism, and so we are still not done yet. And so we are up to question 15. What sort of water should be used in baptism?
Any natural water will do for the validity of baptism. So here we have a beautiful example of how the providence of God provides for the human race. Any natural water will do for a valid baptism. And if we think of all of the various things that our Lord could have set up as what is necessary for baptism, to choose water as the matter for baptism is a great mercy for the human race, because water is available almost everywhere. 75 or something percent of the earth's surface is covered in water. There is water very, very accessible. No one goes far away from water because we can't survive without it. So water is something which is everywhere available, except maybe, you know, in the middle of the remotest desert for a few hours in the day or something like that. But water is very, very common. And any natural water is sufficient for the validity of baptism. If we go back to that emergency situation where anyone at all can baptize, any water, any natural water can be used for baptism. So it could be water from a lake. It could be water from a puddle. It could be water from a water bottle. It could be water from a faucet. It could be salt water, fresh water, cold water, hot water, warm water, dirty water, clean water. The only thing that matters is it water? And if it is indeed water, natural water, then it can be used for a valid baptism. So it is something which is very easy to come by, and that is because our Lord wanted to make it as easy as possible for people to be baptized. It is almost unheard of that there is truly no water available at all for baptism. Thus, we see the great providence of God in making baptism accessible for everyone. Now, all that being said, where possible or when possible, baptismal water or water blessed for that purpose should be used. So again, this goes back to the idea of who should baptize. Outside of cases of necessity, it should be the priest who baptizes. And that is to show, as I mentioned previously, the connection between membership in the Catholic Church, the authority of the Catholic Church, and the salvation of the human race, that we are connected to Christ by means of his church, represented by his priests. Baptismal water is blessed particularly by the church for baptism. It's not used for anything else. So we, as Catholics, are very familiar with holy water, that we use holy water for many things all the time. It's available to us. We have holy water fonts. We bless ourselves as we go in and out of our houses or as we go into the church. We see holy water sprinkled on various items as they are blessed and so forth. But baptismal water is distinct. Baptismal water is used only for baptizing. It is solemnly blessed only twice in the year, once on the vigil of Easter, Holy Saturday, and the next time on the vigil of Pentecost. And this solemn blessing is done by adding to water that has, in the practical order, already been blessed by a very solemn, beautiful blessing. There's a whole preface, and the priest sings it in most instances where there is a sung mass. There's many, many prayers. It's actually much longer than the typical blessing of holy water. So first the water is blessed on Holy Saturday or the Vigil of Pentecost. And then after that, it is additionally blessed to be truly baptismal water. And to the already blessed water is added the holy oil, which is blessed, consecrated by the bishop first. It can only be consecrated by a bishop. The holy oil, the oil of the catechumens, and the holy chrism. So both of these are added to the already blessed water to consecrate it and to make it to be baptismal water. So again, to show the importance, the significance of baptism, the direct connection between the authority given to the church of remitting sins and the redemption accomplished by Christ. So when possible, baptismal water is always used, so much so even that a priest is directed, because